There's a crisis brewing in Europe, and the U.S. is about to embark on a major policy mistake. And I'm going to show you exactly how those two things combined are putting the markets in danger. All that and more on today's show. I'm your host, Steve Van Meter, and thanks for joining me today as we start to see COVID rates surge in Europe. Lockdowns are coming back, and you may remember what happened in March of 2020 when stocks, global markets were obliterated as investors couldn't handle the risk of a global shutdown. That's coming back, and when you tack on how the U.S. is about to make a mistake as it tries to curb inflation, I'm going to show you exactly those two things combined are bad news for the equity market. Let's pick this story up as we head over to Austria, who will enter its fourth national lockdown and impose compulsory COVID vaccinations. And Austria will become the first Western European country to impose widespread restrictions after curbs on unvaccinated people failed to stem a surge in new infections. It will also become the first European country to mandate COVID-19 shots as it seeks to exit the crisis. My friends, this is terrible news because this COVID-19 surge is prompting renewed lockdowns in parts of Europe. Even in Germany and elsewhere are imposing new measures following rises in infections among vaccinated people. Remember, we were told that wasn't supposed to happen, and here it is. The German state of Saxony declared it would go into a partial lockdown for 2 or 3 weeks starting on Monday, closing bars, restaurants, clubs, and canceling all large events. Other badly hit German states are considering similar measures and may announce them in coming days. And you can just think about the damage that did to the economy back in 2020. And here we're already seeing it come back. Again, bad news, but let's keep going with the story. That Germany has been registering a record daily infection numbers for weeks. Death and hospitalizations, while still below earlier peaks, which is good, are rapidly rising. Germany has a full vaccination rate of nearly 70%, and over 45% of hospitalized patients who are infected with COVID-19 have been fully vaccinated, according to the country's Center for Disease Prevention. The measures are a painful political U-turn for governments. Now, remember, we have talked about how inflation is a problem for governments and politicians, and now you tack on growing COVID-19 cases. It's just bad news for politicians all around, and that leads to lots of mistakes. Let's keep going here. That pledged not to restrict freedoms for the vaccinated as an incentive for residents to get the shot. In recent weeks, some governments in the worst hit regions have piled restrictions on the unvaccinated, barring them from restaurants and even confining them at home. But steps failed to slow the rise of infections. Experts expect more nations to face the same dilemma. And here's the key. As temperatures continue to fall across Europe, pushing people indoors where the Delta variant of the virus has proven to be highly contagious, including for people who got their vaccines months ago and whose immunity has waned. That's critical. Let's check this map out. As you can see, there's Austria right in the middle and restricted for unvaccinated in the light blue. And everyone else kind of around either has a max mandate or requires a COVID pass. But if things break out in Austria, my friends, you can see how this will spread all over Europe. And this, the economy, the global economy, which is trying to still come out of this pandemic, is struggling. And this is really, really bad news, because let me remind you what happened to the stock market back in March of 2020. Here you can see the S&P 500 went down 35%, and that risk starts to come back on the table. And what you'll eventually see is investors start to price it in. But we're actually seeing them take on more risk, because now they think central banks are going to back off. And here was a headline from today that wagers on ECB rate hikes may soon become a thing of the past. And so now the question will become is, with the Fed set to taper starting now, will they continue doing it, or will rising case numbers in the U.S. put the Fed on hold? But what are investors doing instead? They're still tacking on risk, but now they're starting to buy insurance on their portfolio. Of course, if you already had Portfolio Shield, you wouldn't have to worry about this, but check it out. Let's see what investors are doing. Here you can see bond yields, oils drop on COVID-19 lockdown concerns, dollar strengthens while Brent crude falls to lowest level since September, and treasuries are rallying, which is great for the kingdom, as Europe lockdown concerns a spur for havens. And now I'm going to show you why this is so dangerous. And we're going to start the story now with crude. I'm going to take you through how this will end with bad news for the equity markets. Check this out. So here we see crude oil, and you're starting to see it come down into the $76 range, which is not the important part of why I'm showing these. You'll notice this is a chart from a year ago, and you see the price of crude oil rising. So when you have the front of crude oil falling and the back end rising, what that means is the year over year rate of change for crude is going to head lower. And here we see that in blue from this chart from the Federal Reserve database. So the year-over-year rate of change in crude oil is going down. And what does that usually mean for inflation? Well, here you see crude going down, the CPI goes down. Crude goes down, CPI goes down. Here's crude going down, CPI goes down. Crude goes down, CPI goes down. See crude down, CPI down. Crude, we now know, is going to likely head lower. And that means all these inflation fears are going away. But that just opens the door for a policy mistake in the US. And here you can see that. Biden and Z discuss releasing oil from strategic reserves. And but the fact that the world's two largest oil consumers are even considering unprecedented joint action shows a level of concern that the rally in oil prices will stunt the global economy and further stoke inflation. Well, as you've just seen, that's absolutely true. If we continue to see rising crude oil prices, then we'll see higher inflation. But as you've already now know, we're going to see the year-over-year rate of change in crude oil go down. That usually will mean inflation cools off, which is what policymakers are really hoping happens. But what if they tap the strategic petroleum reserves in two countries? Ooh, where do you think prices will go? What does that mean? China's already tapped its strategic petroleum reserve at least twice this year in an effort to bring domestic crude oil prices down. Beijing has also released gasoline and diesel from separate reserve. The two sides agree to keep talking about oil markets. Impossible coordinated response, said officials. And here you can see what that means for treasury yields, because this story really is an issue of how crude oil affects treasury yields, how they affect stock prices. And once you see it, well, now you'll start to make sense why those investors and traders are starting to buy insurance, because they're afraid. Should have bought sooner. Well, but it's never too late until it is. Here you can see crude oil on a year-over-year basis. And what happens when crude oil goes down? Yields follow. You see crude going down. Yields are kind of sticky here until they go down. Crude goes down. Yields down. Crude down. Yields down. Crude down. Yields down. Crude coming down. Where do you think yields are going? Well, they're headed lower, my friends. That is the direction they're headed. And that is a problem for the U.S. because what did we see in the unemployment data? Well, let's take a look. The initial claims for unemployment were only down 1,000. So we're starting to see a potential bottom around 270,000 people. And that's not good, because we want to see this number actually near 200,000 is where you see in a healthy economy. But there was a surprise in this report. And you're gonna be impressed how I'm going to link this unemployment issue to yields in a moment. But let me show you the surprise in the report here is we saw pandemic unemployment assistance. These must be really deferred claims, up 500,000. So now we have total people on unemployment benefits back over 3 million. This is unexpected. These claims should have been processed. Why are these people doing this? We don't know. But here is the issue of why yields matter. Why does crude oil and treasury yields matter so much to the unemployment? Because when yields go down, you see in red, what happens to total non-farm payrolls? They go down. And here you see yields starting to lead payrolls lower, and there they follow. And now you see right before the pandemic, yields were falling and just happened to be a perfect storm as lockdowns drove drove people on the unemployment line. And now we know, due to crude falling, the year-over-year rate change full heading lower, that yields should fall. And what does that mean for the fragile labor market here in the U.S.? Well, it means it's headed lower. And that's a challenge, because as we've talked about, there's political ramifications here for policymakers. And this is going to be a problem for the Biden administration, who can't avoid the blame for inflation, because he's got a tough problem to fix, but he's got some good things going for him. He's got robust wage growth, falling poverty, stock markets at records. Well, some of those things, as you see, are about to go away. And here you see in October, U.S. inflation spiked to a three-decade high with prices climbing on everything from cars to gasoline to groceries. Voters have noticed and sent Biden's approval ratings falling further, deepening slump that began this summer. Only 39% approve of his handling the economy and about half blame him from rising inflation. But is inflation a problem? Well, no, it's not a problem. It is a problem, but it's nothing much a president can do, because here you can see the turning around will be difficult. There's not much a White House can do to fight inflation, who headed the Obama-era White House council on economic advisors. And now you can see why one of the only tools President Biden has is to either release stock from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve or a coordinated effort with China, which would drive crude oil prices even lower, which will drive treasury yields lower, which will lead to higher unemployment, because energy is the key. You start to see maybe the real theme of today's show is that energy is going to actually lead the market lower, and this is a dangerous situation. Let me now show you how yields tie into equity prices, because it matters a lot. And when you start to see yields go down, it means financial conditions are tightening. And then you can see back in the dot-com bubble, it eventually led to lower stock prices. Here you can see going into the great financial crisis, yields peaked, started heading lower, financial conditions tightened, stocks went down. Here you can see in the pandemic, yields did go down. We had two big corrections in the market, and now yields are looking to head lower. And what does that mean? It means stock prices are more likely now to go down than up. And is there a lot of risk in this market that if financial conditions tighten, we could see a big unwind? Well, actually we can. And that's why markets are in danger, and why I'm putting this warning out to you. As you can see, investor credit and the markets, this is a negative balance, meaning investors, and when you see red, mean investors have borrowed a lot of money. It's off the charts. There is no other reference point for this. It's off the all-time highs. Investors have borrowed a massive amount of money on higher stock prices. And if you see an unwind, as we did when financial conditions tightened in the dot-com bubble and in the great financial crisis, due to two important factors, that was crude oil going down and yields going down, and then inflation, well, we'll have three, inflation going down. What does it mean for all of that speculative risk that we see in that chart? Well, it means that the likely direction for stocks then, if you see all of this play out, if the Biden administration does release the SPR on top of already a slowing global economy due to new fears of COVID lockdowns, well, that'll translate into lower stock prices, my friends. And that's why I hope you keep your portfolios hedged and stay out of danger, because it's coming. Now, for those of you wondering why perhaps we're not going through the H.8, because due to travel and due to some issues with the traveling where I'm at, unfortunately, we'll have to pick that up on Monday. As always, thanks for all of you for supporting the show and being fans. And I will see you back on Sunday, where we'll potentially be talking about how the doom loop has triggered in the equity markets. And then we'll pick back the story up, of course, on Monday. Again, I'm Steve Van Meter. Thanks for watching. Bye now. The content of this video is provided as educational information only. It's not intended to provide investment or advice. It shows not to be construed as a recommendation or solicitation by our selling security, financial instrument, or participate in a particular trading strategy. This video was prepared by Steve Van Meter in personal capacity. Opinions expressed in this video that I do not reflect the view of Atlas Financial Advice, Inc. or Steve Van Meter Financial.